This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/happytimes.
When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Happy Times podcast. My name is Joey Kidney, your host, and today we are located at my desk in Ottawa because we had a little bit of a scare yesterday, and we're going to get into that, but I just want to say thank you very much for listening to this podcast. You guys are absolutely amazing, and well,
I feel like a radio host.
This is pretty cool, and I've been recently getting a lot of like messages talking about how these podcasts are, you know, helping you guys and really helping, like, you know, any situation that you're going through and everything like that. And then I just want to say those don't go unnoticed, even if I don't reply or anything like that. Those are so loved. You have no idea. It means the world to me. And I just want you to know that I am seeing those. I am reading those. And, you know, you're loved too. And it means the world to me. And I know I haven't posted in a little bit and everything like that. But to just still be receiving those messages, even when I'm not posting, it does mean a lot to me. And I'm going to let you guys know, if you watch my YouTube videos at all, this is going to be my last year for filming YouTube videos. Then I'll probably stop because I'm just so very much done with creating the same video over and over. And that's why I haven't posted in almost a month. And it's taken a while and a toll on me. But to make this decision was very difficult on myself. That's why I took a little bit off. And, you know, It's tough putting yourself the question of like, do I want to continue this when it's something you love? And, you know, is it worth it and everything? And when it comes to, you know, when it comes down to, you know, money and where your time is being placed and when it's being placed on videos and, you know, they're not succeeding as well as what they used to, you know, it is tough. And then you're making videos that you don't want to make, you know, that sucks. And so I've decided that this is my last year of making videos, and I'm only going to make videos that I believe are amazing and that help people. And so if that does well, then I will keep going, obviously. And if it doesn't, then I'm going to move on to something that benefits myself more and my time more. And I know my videos help a lot of people, and I'm not trying to take that away from anyone, but they're not helping me. And so I want to make sure that, you know, I'm healthy when I'm making the videos and as well as the people who are watching me. And so this is going to be my last year making videos, starting on January 1st, obviously. And this isn't a whole new year, new me thing. This is something I thought about for a while, hence why I stopped at the beginning of December. But I just want you to know this. The people on the podcast are the first people to know this. I haven't told really anyone yet, not even my manager. But I'm going to be taking some time. I'm going to be making some more high-quality videos, more documentary style, and talk about the shit that no one's talking about, because I think we have to. There's still going to be every now and then some poem videos, some videos of like Joey's hot take and everything like that. But I really want to lock down my own little style and let's change this world a little bit. Now, speaking about being away, and if I take a lot of breaths during this, I'm sorry. This is also tough to talk about. 2 days ago, I went to the doctor's for some issues I was having. Now, these symptoms have been going on for about a week. And the reason why I'm talking about this is because a lot of people like saw the hospital bracelet on my wrist. A lot of people like saw me at the hospital and everything like that. And they have been commenting on photos. And there's just a lot of stuff going around. And like, even if it's just like a few people talking about it, I'd rather you hear it from me. And so I'm going to be talking about that today. So it's tough. For the past like week or so, I've been feeling this chest pain, and specifically in my heart. And I wasn't worried. I wasn't scared or anything. I'm like, I'm training for a 30K right now race in March. I'm running constantly. I work out constantly. And I eat healthy. I don't really eat junk food, you know, all that kind of stuff. And I went on a 10K run, and this is when it struck me. After my 10K run, I was fine. I was chilling. I was doing great. And I walked up my stairs, and my stairs are 3 flights. And so I walk up my stairs, and I get hit with this pain in my heart. And I put my hand on my chest, and it is beating out of this world. And it didn't make sense because I was just running. If it was a heart attack or anything like that, like, it would have hit me while I was running. But no, it's hitting me when I'm stopped and I walked upstairs. And I didn't know what it was. And right there, that really scared me because I was feeling it throughout the day and everything. And I would have to stop and like really collect myself. And I was getting dizzy and I would almost pass out and stuff like that. And so I was worried, but I was like, okay, let's let this pass and everything. And so I ended up going to the doctors because I don't know. I don't like being the boy who cried wolf. I have pretty high pain tolerance, and I didn't want to scare anyone or scare myself or anything like that. I didn't think it was anything. And so I went to the doctor, and she did some tests on me, and she asked me all these questions. She's like, wait, you're not sick? You don't have the fever? You don't have the flu? You're not... Okay, whoa, hold on. Now I'm worried. And so she checked everything she could, and she says, we have to get some test results in, and it could take us a week or so, because we have to get the equipment and everything, or you can go to the Emerge right now and get it. And then she preferred that. So she sent me to the Emerge at the hospital, and I went alone. I wasn't planning on telling anyone until my mom found out, obviously. And I ended up going there, and they hooked me up to a bunch of machines, an ECG. They connected me to the what is it called? I don't know. A bunch of machines. Some cardiovascular respiratory system thing that checks my heart rate and my blood pressure and then my oxygen levels and all that crap. So we scanned for heart rates, collapsed lungs, blood clots, all that kind of stuff. And nothing popped up, which is amazing. And I'm so fucking thankful that, you know, nothing's wrong with me. And I sat there, and I was there from 10 a.m. to about 6:30 p.m. And I was sitting there, and I was fine the whole time until they told me nothing was wrong. And it's almost like I was sitting there hoping that something was wrong so that I knew what it was, so that I could just take care of it. And if it was tough, I was going to deal with it. You know, if they told me I had to have surgery, whatever it was, I was ready. I was ready to, you know, solve it and help myself. But they told me, we don't know what it is. We don't know why you're feeling this way. And I immediately thought it was just like stress or anxiety, but I haven't really been anxious or stressed recently. And it would just be my heart. And, you know, I don't know. Nothing popped up. And the first and immediate thing that I felt was embarrassment. I felt so embarrassed, so childish, so stupid, because I took away a doctor, a nurse, even my mom's time, and my mom is a nurse, which is funny. I took away all this time where they could have been helping somebody who, you know, could have been dying, could have really, really needed their help versus me, where nothing's wrong. And so I felt so ashamed, and it took me a few days, and that's why I haven't really posted about it, or I didn't post about it when it was happening. It took me a while to really understand that it's okay and it's great to get yourself checked. You know, we constantly think like, oh, we're so weak because we have to go get fixed or we have to get checked up and everything like that. But no, that's probably the strongest thing that you can do. And, you know, right now I'm even second guessing myself talking about this, but I know it's true. I still feel embarrassed. I still feel dumb. I still feel the pain in my chest. It's still there. But it's not life threatening. I guess they don't know what it is. So I'm just going to keep in contact with my doctors and my nurses and whatever, all that crap. But I just wanted to make this podcast to let you know that if you are experiencing anything with your heart, with your mind, with your body, whatever it is, it's not cowardly or childish or weak to ask for help, whether it's mental health or your health in general. It's super important to actually go to get it checked out. Embarrassment is a tough thing to face. It's probably my biggest fear. And I've dealt with it in the past few days. And I don't know why, but when I went from the doctor's office, sorry, I'm emotional. When I went from the doctor's office to the hospital, a lot of stuff hit me. Because I didn't know what was going to happen. I didn't know nothing was going to be wrong or anything like that, right? And it just, it makes you realize how thankful you are for the life that you're given. And I don't mean to make this super, super dark, but I've had suicidal thoughts ever since I was 15 years old. And what's comforting about them is to know that I haven't done anything bad yet. Does that make sense? Knowing that how strong I am for, you know, being here. And we all have the option to be here or to go. But we're here. And that's amazing. And that thought just crossed my mind when I was going from the doctor's office to the hospital. Because if something was wrong, you know, I am proud of myself for how strong I have been, for how far I have come and everything that I've done in my life. I always tell people that, you know, I'm going to die at the age of 25. And I say there's a whole reason behind it. I won't get into it. But basically, I'll be honest with you. If I die now, I'm okay. I'm sad that my dog's gonna not have me because I'll miss him a lot. And I know he'll miss me. But I'll be okay because I've played my part. I think I've done amazing things. And if you're listening, you've done amazing things as well. I'm not trying to make anyone feel triggered right now or anything, but just all these thoughts went through my mind when I was going to the hospital. And it's just it might have been, you know, over exaggerated because clearly I didn't get any results back, but they crossed my mind and it was quite scary. I'm not one to show pain or to show that I'm hurt, but that was pretty terrifying. And I was sitting there and I was I'm very used to being nonchalant. My friend texted me and she was really, really worried. And I was just in the hospital, just going to get checked, blah, blah, blah. It's all right. Probably nothing wrong. And I was just so chill about it all. And they were very mad at me about that. They're why are you so mad? Or so why are you not telling me anything and everything like that? And I was just I'm okay, you know? And, you know, it's okay to not be okay, but it's also okay to be okay. You know, we're so scared in these situations, and I was too, and that's all right. But, yeah, I just wanted to share that with you guys, and I don't know if this is hard to talk about for me. I haven't really had something that hit me this emotional this year until, of course, the fucking end of the year, but I wanted to pop in and let you guys know and keep you updated with everything. And I won't be making any podcasts until the new year. I'm going to take some time off because my heart has been bugging me recently. I'm still active. I'm still eating well. I'm doing everything. And I don't want a bunch of fucking doctors or wannabe doctors messaging me about this, being like, you have this. Listen, if I wanted to get inaccurate results, I would go to WebMD. I went to the hospital. They said nothing was wrong. Let's not let's not blow it up to something that it doesn't need to be. I just wanted to keep you guys updated to know that I'm doing okay. If something happens to me, I'll let you guys know, or anything. If I get any more updates, I will let you know. But I did want to clue you guys in. And thank you for all the support. Some people, to the people who saw me at the hospital, who messaged me after, I hope you're doing all right too. But yeah, I have so much love for you guys. And I hope you have a very happy holiday, whatever you celebrate. I hope you're just spending time with your family and your loved ones, because yeah, this scare did worry me. And I know it worried my family as well. But it just reminded me to spend as much time as I possibly can with my family. And yeah, it's a fucking shitty thing to get me to remember that, but it worked. So let's go with it. So yeah. Stay beautiful, and I will talk to you guys in the new year. And remember, this is the Happy Times Podcast. My name is Joey Kidney, and it's okay to be fucking happy. All right, I'll talk to you guys later. Stay beautiful, and I'll see you in the new year.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.